Well, as you know by now, we've been broadcasting from the National College of Ireland here in the IFSC. We're marking their open day. And when I went out to grab a cup of coffee, there were zillions of young people all wandering around clutching bits of paper, planning their career. So the Vice President of the National College of Ireland, Professor Jimmy Hill, is very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. You're very welcome here to NCI.
Yeah, now, I said to lovely Ingrid today, I was going to the NCI and she didn't know where it was, but then she's not a student, so she doesn't have to find a way here. Just give me a bit of background on the college, first of all. Where does it sort of come from and so on?
Well, it's kind of, I suppose, fortunate that you're in the room. It gives the history of the college, actually broadcasting from. The college was founded next year, actually. It'll be 65 years by the Jesuits.
Okay.
In Dublin, and then it was based at Ranelagh for some years, largely in the area of industrial relations, and then we moved down here in the early noughties, 2002 or 2003, and
in this magnificent, one has to say,
an amazing, amazing location. We have guests, George, come from all over the world for conferences and visiting faculty and academics, and they're all blown away. I mean, we have delegations here, several delegations from China in recent months.
Okay.
And they can't believe it, right in the heart of the city, on the river, walking distance.
Lewis stopping outside the
Lewis,
front door.
Lewis, Connolly, bus services. Lewis stop named after the college. So we're, it's a fantastic location.
All right. Now, what are you, what academic qualifications are you offering?
We offer a range of programs from level 5, level 6 in the national framework, right up to level 10. So in a sense, in layman's language, from certificate right up to doctoral level.
Oh, really? Okay. Now, I should say, of course, all this week, concluding tomorrow, we've been running a competition courtesy of the National College of Ireland, which would mean you could win €5,000 towards any course here in the college. So you probably missed it today, but we'll be doing the same thing tomorrow, so keep listening, and you could be changing your entire career. Master's degrees.
Yeah, we have a range of master's degrees, both in the School of Computing and the School of Business. We have a master's in web technologies. We have a master's in cloud computing, which is really very trendy and high demand internationally. And on business, we have an MBA, which really focuses on two key areas, entrepreneurship and leadership. We have MSCs in management and MSC in finance, which was developed in conjunction with industry and kind of lead players
so
in the sector.
So this could mean that, for argument's sake, somebody who wins the prize tomorrow of 5,000, they could stay in the day job, as it were, and get a master's here at night.
Correct,
is that what it means?
Yeah.
Oh, I noticed in also that you've got something in early childhood education. I'm beyond early childhood education, but what's that mean?
Unfortunately, I am too.
What's that mean?
Unless it's grandchildren I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, it's a new degree. It's our latest offering. This is the first year. We've developed two new degrees in education, and early childhood education is for those people who are seeking to work with young children, particularly during their development age and the most formative years. We work very closely here. We have the early learning initiative here at the college, which does a huge amount of work, particularly with the four local parishes and local schools. So it seemed like a natural development of our programs. We had a lot of offerings in the area of education and pedagogy, a postgraduate diploma in learning and teaching, one of our key areas of expertise. So it seemed just like a natural development to move into a degree offering in that area.
How many students have you got here?
That varies, but between full-time and part-time and short courses, long courses, but anywhere in around up to 4,000 to 5,000, depending on the type of course you're talking about.
We can mention the competition, of course, but there is a university down by the Bank of Ireland, the old Irish Parliament. The idea of a university in the centre of the city, though, remains a fantastic idea. When you go to so many cities around the world, the university, for all the green grass in the campus, it's still a long way from the city centre. This becomes then, because it's in the centre, it becomes extraordinarily vibrant, I would imagine.
It is. It's great. And we've been very fortunate in terms of the development of the Docklands area. We work very closely with the Dublin Docklands Authority. And we're very close to future developments and plans here. And the idea is that this area will be doubled in size over the next 5 years. There'll be a huge amount of new employment opportunities in this area through financial apprenticeships in the financial services sector, right through to people reskilling, retooling in technology and finance, lots of new areas, and we're very, very well placed, and we have a very close relationship with a lot of the major players operating in this area. So it'll be becoming more vibrant, busier, and a more attractive area over the next
Interesting thing, if we think of traditional third level education, obviously universities that might have been around 100, 200, 300 years, the established degrees would still be there. But the world is changing, and the demand for young people with certain qualifications is changing. That's why it was really interesting that you talked about degrees in cloud computing and so on, because this is a language that would have been unknown to me as an undergraduate. But now there are presumably enormous demands out there for people with skills in these areas, and those kind of degrees aren't universally available, presumably in third level institutions. Would that be right?
It is true, yeah. And I mean, I think the cloud computing is a fantastic example because it's got a huge international attraction as well. We have a lot of students from, particularly from India, who are coming here. In India is seen as a global centre of technology, where they're coming here to study cloud computing. We have a new cloud centre, which we opened about 3 years ago. We appointed a fairly well-established director of the Cloud Competency Centre, Dr. Horaces Gonzalez-Vales, to lead that, and that is getting huge international impact. In fact, recently, I'm just back from several trips to China, where we're developing partnerships with major universities in China to actually partner with us in areas of cloud computing, such as its attractiveness currently globally.
This is, as you mentioned, 65 years ago, founded by the Jesuits. Question one, is there still a Jesuit influence in the place? And then secondly, of course, there are Jesuit universities all over the world, particularly one that I'm familiar with, which is Fordham in New York. Is Jesuit influence still here?
Absolutely, very much so. In fact, would you believe that I'm just back personally from the International Association of Jesuit Business Schools Conference in Uruguay and Argentina, and I myself have been elected onto the global board for Jesuit business schools. The Jesuit mission in terms of social justice, ethical leadership, corporate governance, social responsibility, concern for fellow mankind, sustainability, all very key and central to the type of graduates that we're trying
very
to
much
produce.
Part of the ethos of the college.
Very, very much so, yeah, and we would never want to stray too far away from it. It's very, the principles of Jesuit education are actually very close to the type of distinctive graduate that we like to produce here at NCI. And we believe we're doing that with a high degree of success.
You'll be opening up in September, and all these perhaps new students I see out there. One of the concerns, slightly off of your field, which is the teaching and education, but it's becoming increasingly difficult for students to find accommodation, so on, isn't it? Can you help them in that regard when they come here?
It is, yeah. And we're very lucky here. We have 260 en-suite rooms on campus.
Really?
And yeah, so we're actually very
good. So you roll out of bed and go to the lecture?
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately not for faculty. attractive as that might sound of an evening, you know. It does, but it's it's great. So, and also we work with host families, particularly for international students, and we have a full-time team who actually help with accommodation.
Okay, well, we're broadcasting today from National College of Ireland. It's their open day. Don't forget, through the National College of Ireland, we have €5,000 to give away. We'll be giving it away tomorrow. So do tune in. Anne Carlos correctly answered semester, of course. So she's going into tomorrow's draw for that €5,000, which she, hopefully somebody's going to put towards a course at National College of Ireland. It can be a friend or family or you yourself. On Sound Tonight, we had Paul Murnoch and Michael Quilligan and Paul Buckland here at the IFSC. The production team was Hilary McGann, Emer O'Shea, Killian Woods and Alex Russo. Our producer here was Mark Simpson. But from me, my thanks to the Vice President of the National College of Ireland, Jimmy Hill, and to everybody at the National College who made it so easy to do this job. Professor Hill, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Go to my
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.